It was 6 in the morning and still dark when 7,000 nurses walked off the job at two private New York hospitals. But it wasn't unexpected. Nurses have been negotiating for 4 months now. Management offered them pay increases amounting to more than 18% over the next 3 years. But the nurses say this is not about money, it's about safe staffing. And they have the support of the city's labor groups.
And we are going to be with them today, and as long as it takes to get a fair contract that they deserve. You cannot talk about patient care without talking about how you take care of and how you listen to the people who provide patient care day in and day out.
Here at Mount Sinai, they've canceled elective surgeries and moved some babies out of the neonatal intensive care unit to other hospitals in anticipation of the service disruptions. Management has called the nurses' actions reckless, but the nurses say they're the ones looking out for patient safety. Nurses say they are routinely asked to care for more patients than is safe, sometimes up to 20 per nurse in emergency rooms where a limit of 3 is recommended. But California is the only state that mandates nurse-to-patient ratios.
In a year and a half, our vacancy ballooned to 550. That is what is reckless.
Nurses say the staffing shortages started even before the coronavirus pandemic, when they were hailed as heroes on the front line. With city hospitals crowded with sick and dying patients, many nurses put others' health before their own. The stress, they say, is causing many to leave their jobs. 7 other hospitals have come to agreements in the last week, but there appears to be public support for the remaining holdouts.
They should just get their money. They deserve it. Every cent, every dollar.
New York's governor has called on both sides to agree to binding arbitration to minimize service disruptions. The nurses say that without guarantees on staffing levels, the crisis will only get worse for them and the patients they care for. Kristen Salumi, Al Jazeera, New York.